I'm here at the 87th Annual National FFA Convention in Louisville, Kentucky, in the FMC booth, and Paul Redditch is standing here with me. And let's talk a little bit about FMC's presence here at the National FFA Convention. You guys are doing a lot about investing in farming's future. Tell me what that means to FMC.
You know, it is exciting for us to be here this second year. FMC has grown so much as a company in the recent years, and a lot of that's about investing in farming's future and a lot of new products. And we've added like 40 new products over the last 7 or 8 years, and that's wonderful things for the farmers. But another way that we can invest in farming's future is through the youth in agriculture, and we've got lots of different initiatives, and Matt Thompson, one of our team members here, has probably shared a lot of those ideas with you, but I'd like to highlight one of them, and it's been the National Anthem Singing Contest. For 3 years, we sponsored that initiative for agricultural youth, where they could sing the national anthem and then get family and friends to vote for themselves. Took the top 20, and then they were selected from votes in a panel of judges in from Nashville and elsewhere, representing FFA, 4-H, Student NAMA, the music industry, and last year's winners, selected the final four. And we took them to Nashville for a recording session in the same studio that Miranda Lambert and Faith Hill and a lot of these people have recorded in, and had an incredibly wonderful experience with them and their parents a few months ago. I have the honor now here in a couple weeks to present a $10,000 check to the grand prize winner, who is Lindsay Weber of Colfax, Washington this year. Wonderful singer. The other three finalists were also outstanding from second, one from Washington, one from Illinois, and one from New Mexico. And they each of those three received a $5,000 scholarship from FMC. So on one hand, we're investing in the youth of agriculture. We're investing in new products, new initiatives. You heard a little bit earlier about our Proficiency Award sponsorship. And as agriculture grows, we want to help it grow and grow with it.
It was already mentioned, Matt shared with us earlier a little about what you guys are doing here at this National FFA Convention and what you're asking the kids. Tell us a little bit more about some of the response you've had from students that have already jumped in your booth and shared with you what Farming Future means to them.
Well, the National Anthem Singing Contest was wonderful, and we had hundreds of students last year go in that recording booth and record themselves singing. But we had a lot of students who said, oh, I can't sing, or I'd be embarrassed to sing, or I don't want to sing. So when we were planning for this year, we said, we want to give students who maybe don't see themselves as singers an opportunity to participate. And since investing in farming's future is such a significant mantra for us, we thought, well, okay, let's simply ask them that question, and then they don't have to sing. Now they can go in and tell from their heart, well, it means this to me as a youth in agriculture.
Well, thank you, Paul. Once again, talking with Paul Redditch here at the 2014 National FFA Convention in the FMC booth. I'm Jamie Johansson.